So welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Stephen Webb and this is Stillness in the Storms. And I want to talk about going deeper rather than building on the surface. And this is a subject that's close to my heart simply because it's another thing that's made a big difference in my life. I'm going to start with one thing that's come up really recently. I was late for everything. And if I wasn't late, I would get there just on the right second. And this has been my whole life. And it wasn't until in the last probably 3 months that I realized why. And it's because I have a brain that just loves doing something. It loves the instant gratification. So if I've got 2 minutes, I just want to watch a YouTube video for a moment, or I want to just do something just for that 2 minutes. And I would calculate my time precisely to the point where I would go, right, if I leave my house, it takes me about 4 minutes to get down the bottom of the hill, 2 minutes to get across town, not putting into place anywhere where I might bump into someone or talk to someone or something goes wrong and I've got to take shelter from the rain or anything. So the days I get there on time, I'm lucky. And this was right to the point where we had cathedral services with all kinds of dignitaries, with the Lord Lieutenant and the High Sheriff of Cornwall and all that. I would literally, they'd be looking around for me, and Lionel, our town crier, said, don't worry, he'll be here, he'll be here. And I would literally creak the door open with my feet, the side door, and like 10 seconds to go. And where am I? And I would pop in and they'd start walking. How rude and how irresponsible was I? Because it is rude. I let people down all the time. And when I realized that it's because of that, and getting to know myself deeper, I realized that why I do the things I do, and I haven't been late for anything for a while. I actually get there a bit earlier. I opened the toilets with the mayor the other day. I was there 5 minutes beforehand. I did something with Lionel the other day, and he's like, you're here. You know, have I got the right day? And it's purely because there's 15, 20 minutes to go. And I'll go, no, I'm not going to start that because I will be late. And getting to know myself, and this is what this podcast is about. Once you truly get to know yourself, then you'll start to thrive. Then you'll start to have a deeper wisdom. You'll start to be a more caring, empathy person. You'll start to open your mind to new ideas. You'll learn stuff. There's so much potential just when you start opening up and knowing yourself better. And one Zen reflection that everybody always uses, yeah, to know oneself is the first step towards inner peace. To know oneself is the first step towards inner peace. So before we actually start, I know there's a bit of a long intro. Before we actually start, I want to thank everybody that donates to the podcast. I say this every week, I know, but really, it's expensive to do these things. Hosting and editing and doing it all with equipment and all that. So I want to thank you. And I want to thank a small group. I've wanted these headphones for ages. And they help me because I can listen to audible books and all that. And I can dictate to my computer all at the same time. And when the carers talk to me or the door goes, I can still hear that. And they make a real difference to my productivity. And if you're listening to these podcasts online, I'm actually uploading this podcast to YouTube so you can see when I was holding them up. But you know, I put out my wish list this week, $199, like within about 20 minutes, you guys sent the money and I was able to order them that night. And just deeply thankful. I don't know why you guys do it, but I'm just incredibly grateful for you guys for doing it. But I won't go deeper on that because I'll get emotional. Because that's where the feelings are, deeper. Not the superficial ones you cannot control. So, we want eternal wisdom. Let's get on with the show. We want eternal wisdom. We want to know everything. We want inner peace. We want plenty of friends. We want to reach out. We want recognition. We want people to realize who we are, what we're doing. And I don't meet anybody, even the introverts, that go, do you know what? I'm not really that worried. I don't care how many friends I got. I've got my two good friends. When you have a deeper conversation with them, it almost gets to the point just below the surface where they do care about their legacy. They do care about what people think about them. And all these people that say, no, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. Yeah, you do. You care about what your family think. You care about what your children think about you on a deeper level. And I believe you should. You know, it's important for the community and for humans as a species to be interdependent on each other. Because we are, whether you like it or not. You didn't come in this world alone. And you didn't get through the first few months alone. Someone had to help you. Someone had to feed you. Whether or not you like that or not, whether you are this person that's independent, doesn't need anybody, doesn't need to look up or answer to anybody, that's fine. But at some point in your life, you needed someone to help. We all did. And I think, essentially, when we go out of this world, we still also do. And I think that's when, going a little bit deeper, we realize there's a kind of soul just below, just above the Zen emptiness that really does care. And that's good. I don't see a problem with that. I think we need to nurture that a little bit more. But the problem is, we think we can get that deep nurturing from the surface level. And this is where Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all these things come in. And even on the council, what we're doing and where we're showing up, we're on that boat and we want everybody else to see exactly what we're doing. And we're doing okay. And, you know, if we're having a struggling year, we like paddling along. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. You know, I'm strong. We're doing that hero's journey in our own mind. Because if you think deeper, when you get to know yourself, you always frame yourself as the hero. Now, whenever I say that, that always comes across and it doesn't land well. So if it hasn't landed well with you, that's fine. It may land well because it did not land well with me the first time I heard it. It's you always think you're the hero of the story. I'm like, no, I don't. No, not at all. I always praise other people. I don't put myself. We do. We frame ourselves as the hero. The inner dialogue is always us battling against the world, us doing okay, we're fighting, we're doing all that. And I don't mean on a victim sense, although that is there, you know, we're all victims at times. And we're all genuine victims sometimes as well. So let's clear that up for a moment. But we do frame everything as, I'm doing all right, you know? And you see in the street when you come across somebody, you say, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm doing all right. Could be worse. In other words, you could be drowning, but I'm not, you know. Again, the hero mentality. But we don't like to be called that because it feels narcissistic. What's narcissistic about caring about your inner self? About feeling that you're doing all right. Having that courage to go, hey, I'm doing fine. Well, I'm battling, it's not easy, but I'm doing all right. That's not narcissistic, that's a little optimism. You know, I don't see a problem with that. And it doesn't matter whether I see a problem with that. I just think society sometimes sees a problem with it. I don't think we should see a problem with someone that's doing okay, that thinks they're doing okay. But we want that wisdom. We want to know everything. So we read as many books as possible. We consume as much information as possible. And in today's world, we consume blog posts, we consume 30-second videos, we're consuming headlines at a massive rate, but we're not digging deeper on anything. We're not digging to the meaning of anything. So we're just building the surface. And the problem is with that surface is it'll break. It's not solid. You know, the real foundation. So if you're on the surface and something goes wrong, you're going to have a turbulent time. You know, someone throws a huge stone on the surface, you're going to be bumping along trying to stay in the boat. It's if you're a little deeper. No, see, you see what I mean? What a brilliant analogy, going deeper in the water. So And you see it on films. Like I was watching the, not Pearl Harbor, Dunkirk the other day when they dropped a bomb or something on the water and all the water was on fire. The guy had to dive down and go below it. And that's what I'm saying. We have to go below these things sometimes. And it is like a paradox. You want more books. You want more of the surface, but you have to go deeper. And if you don't go deeper, you end up with millions of friends on Facebook. You end up with loads and loads of people. And they'll all blow your trumpet. Don't get me wrong. There's no end of people that will go, yeah, you're right. You're amazing. You're awesome. But how many people will say, yeah, you are right, but let's explore this a little deeper. They're the people you want. They're the people that would go, well, do you know what? I like it on the surface, but let's grab our snorkel and let's explore this a little bit more. And that's what I think we should do more of. And I don't think we're doing it. We don't have time to do it. We're so busy going from job to job. And this is where meditation steps in. Meditation is not a way of making the outside world calmer. It's a way of settling the inside world so we see the outside world and the inside world as it is. Ah. That train going by isn't there to annoy me. Just a train going by. You know, that air conditioning that's noise in the background wasn't placed there by someone to get on my nerves. It's just a machine doing its job and keeping you cool, maybe. So when we start seeing these things from a different way, they start making sense. And the problem is, if we don't go deeper, we end up with, it's going to go to my little list a minute. So I've done a little list of, when we don't go deeper, we assume things. From the surface, we assume what's below. We assume there's monsters there or what kind of animals, all that there. But it's not necessarily true. But we'll argue it. I know what's under the water. You don't have to tell me. So we become ignorant. We become intellectually ignorant where we're building up a range of knowledge that isn't necessarily got any foundations. We're building up our biases. What we think it should be, what we think it is. And on the surface, you'll always find somebody else that'll agree, like I said. We end up closed-mindedness, but we think we're open-minded. I've never spoken to anybody that thinks they're closed-minded. Consider that for a moment. Never, including myself. I was closed-minded. I was massively closed-minded because I knew I didn't know everything, but I felt like I did know everything. I would argue everything. And when Google come along, oh my God, that just reinforced my biases. Because it depended on how I would ask the question. I said in a council meeting the other day, well, a few weeks ago now, I said, look, I could go to any lecturer and depending on the way I frame something, they could be for or against it. Depends on what I tell them. Depends on the question I ask. Do you think Truro needs more for sports facilities? Yes, they'll say. It's highly unlikely that they're going to say no. Do you think people should get out and be more active? Yes. And now if I say, do you think that we should put a sports facility in a place that is going to create more traffic jams and not overly green and not going to be good for the wildlife? They're going to go, no. I've loaded those two questions. And by doing that, I'm not being open-minded. And I'm not allowing them to be. I'm going slightly off topic, but I'm making the point that we don't know we're closed-minded. And you might be open-minded on one thing and closed-minded on another. You don't know you were closed-minded until you become open-minded, then you realize you can see it that you were. It's like saying a box, and someone comes along and pulls you out of the box, and you go, I didn't know I was in the box. I can see the box now. And it's the same as on the surface, you lack accountability. because you disown it. Well, I did have that thought, but, you know, I don't want to back it up. Don't need to. So you cannot have that deeper conversation. You cannot have that awareness of how things really are. You lack empathy. You lack a deeper understanding of other people. And I challenge you. I'm asking you now about, do you know yourself? I'm asking you to go deep on yourself. Most people don't know themselves. I don't know myself. And if you think you deeply know yourself in every kind of way, go deeper. Yet we think we know our partners. We think we know our children. I have no idea. I have no idea what kind of partner my daughter is. I don't know what kind of work colleague she is. I don't know what kind of mum she is. I know a fraction of her life, and the only bit I know is what kind of daughter she is when she shows up in my life as my daughter. She doesn't know those other things about me, what kind of partner I am, what kind of child I was, you know. And those are just surface things. It goes way deeper than that. Then her partner would know her deeper than me. But her partner, on her whims and her angers and things like that, is not going to know her fully as much as she knows herself, and they don't know themselves. Sorry, compared to bringing it into this example, but that's the reality. When we're on the surface, we think we can see everything. It's like, it's almost shiny that we can't see beyond it. But we don't want to, really, because we know going deeper is hard work. But what is it like to know yourself deeper? What is it like to consider who you really are and how you see things? You have more empathy towards others because you suddenly realize that your version of events is different to theirs. You realize that you can have your pain and you can understand their pain, but you cannot fully understand their pain because it's not going to be the same as yours. So when someone comes along and sits down with you and you're on the surface and they go, do you know what? I broke my leg and I'm really struggling and I'm really, really don't know what to do with my life. I'm out of work and I'm like, don't know how to pay my bills. From the surface, we go, I was like that about 10 years ago when I broke my arm. I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't do all that. That's not helping them. That's turning it on to you. Because you don't have the depth to hold their pain. Then if you are a deeper person and you've gone deeper, you'll sit there and go, ah, that must suck. Tell me why that sucks. And let them explain it. Big difference. And you can grow emotional intelligence from going deeper. The deeper you go, when you get more emotional intelligence, so you have a feeling, it crops up, and you go, ah, there's my anger coming up. That's because of my dad. That's because of my grandmother. That's because of my first job I had. That's because of my first partner I had. So we know why it's occurring, so we can intercept it and go, ah, we're not going to go there today. Whereas on the surface, it's, oh, I'm angry, and I'm going to splash out. I like what I did there, splash out. I love this analogy. It's brilliant. Not very often you can milk an analogy from beginning to the end of a podcast. But it makes you more resilient because under the water, you know, when things go wrong, you're already ready to prepare for it because you've got the depth, you've got your foundations. I've done several podcasts saying, who are you under the surface? You have more passion and purpose because you have to fight harder to get through the deeper water. Okay, I'm milking the analogy now. But you do, you have more authenticity, more self-compassion, more understanding of yourself. You realize that your memory is flawed. Most of your memories are not true. Your memories from your childhood are a rough thing of your childhood. You don't remember the event, you remember the last time you recalled the event. I'm going to repeat that because that's really important. You don't remember what actually happened. You remember your last recall of what happened. That's why when you go back to a place, it's not quite the same as you remember. And that's why you can have an experience with another person, sometimes a conversation or an argument or a heated debate, and then you come back 3 years later or 2 years later or 3 weeks, and you look up and say, no, you said that. And they go, no, I didn't. And you've got the tape recording in your head of what they said and what you said. But so have they. And they're not the same. Boom. That just like blows your mind to realize, wait a minute. So my recording of what happened is not the actual event. It's a version of it. We suddenly stop arguing. From a depth of wisdom, suddenly there's an ease. So how does all this bring you inner peace? Well, it's quite simple. When you know yourself, you'll argue less. You'll have a bigger heart. You'll be able to open up to others. You'll have less self-criticism because you'll laugh about it. You won't mind isolation because you'll spend time with yourself because you're just like, oh, I'm okay here. You're no longer playing the victim. The inner turmoil just fades away. Because you know yourself. You know in that situation how you're going to come off. How you're going to come out. So that's what I want you to consider. Are you building your span? Are you building your surface or are you building your depth? You know, don't just see how many books you can read. Really read a book. Do you know what? You can read 100 books in a year. If you aren't going to actually read the book and actually do something from the book, what's the point? From The White Man Can't Jump, when they're listening to Jimi Hendrix in the car and Wesley Snipes said, puts on the radio and Jimi Hendrix comes on and Woody Harrelson says, yeah, I love Jimi Hendrix. I like listening to Jimi Hendrix. And he goes, you don't listen to Jimi Hendrix. You feel Jimi Hendrix. And he's like, oh, don't be silly. You listen to it. You know, I love it. I feel it. No, you don't. You got to feel it. You're with him. And I'm not a Jimi Hendrix fan, so I'm not quite sure where they were going. But I know from a deeper meaning, you know, the music you love, really feel it. You know, it'll mean so much more to you in your life, to your legacy, to how you handle things. Just go deeper in everything you do. Instead of asking the person, how are you doing? Ask them, how are you doing? And what have you been up to this week? Doing anything exciting or recently? But only do it if you're genuinely interested. Don't do it just to pretend to be a deeper person. You know, if you're not going to care about how someone answers, don't ask the question. That's the whole point of going deeper, is you become more authentic. You become more caring. You become more understanding of others. And it improves your outside world while not changing anything. Because you see it more for what it is. That's the whole idea of meditation. And a couple of tools, because we're really pushing that thing for this podcast now. A couple of tools you can journal. Journal how you're feeling. Journal how the day made you feel, what insights. And do it every day because you'll forget. Keep a journal with you. Do it on the phone, whatever you do. Meditate. Sazen. Just sit. Listen. Listen. What's going on inside? Just similarly, if you're sat in a boat, imagine sat in a boat and you're not allowed to see inside the boat, inside the water, because you don't have that luxury. I cannot cut myself open to see what's going on. So I have to feel what's going on. Well, when you're in the boat, feel what's going on below the surface. Notice the way the boat's moving. Notice the way your body's moving. Notice the breathing. And you can find out what's going on deeper without cutting yourself open. Sorry to give you that image. Yeah, Lao Tzu says, knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. And that's the reality. Forget the others. Now come along. Sort yourself first. Go deeper. Read that book. Listen to that music. You know, go deeper in that forest. Find out what's really there. Find out where your feelings come from. Find out what your intuition, your gut really is. You know, find out who you really are before you start thinking you know others. It'd be quite profound. And again, when you get there, if there's anywhere to get to, let me know. Because I'm working on it. And I'm only probably a page ahead. You know, it's easy to have the philosophical understanding. It's not so easy doing. You know, like anything. I know how to swim. Can swim, though. You know, knowing something and doing something is two totally different things. So I'm going to leave it there. If you want to support the podcast, or you can, go to stephenwebb.uk. Thank you very much. This is Stephen, and this is Stillness in the Storm, the podcast that helps you to get through life's difficulties by building the foundations of your deeper self, perhaps. One of the things we can do. And just thank you to all the supporters. stephenwebb.uk. Take care, guys, and I love you.